Hello, 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 my wonderful people. How's everybody doing today? Oh, as you know, we got another show for you today. We got a special guest. But before we get into all that lovely stuff, we would like to take a moment and say that one of our co-hosts won't be joining us quite yet. So I think she'll be joining us at the end of the month, but she wants to tell y'all that she loves you and she will be back. You hear her wonderful, wonderful voice. But as y'all know, this is Tina Robinson, the goddess of podcasts.
And Vicky, the queen of podcasts.
And you already know we have that one, that two.
And always never duplicated days.
How are y'all doing today?
I am doing fine. Glad to be off of that J-O-B, child.
Right. Oof, I know that's right. Because I know I'm ready to lay it down. Had a long day. So, as you know, well, I did say we have a special guest.
Yay. Yeah.
It's an honor to be here.
And the one and only Melvin Brown.
How y'all doing, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Now, if you're interested in Melvin Brown, a little bit about him, I'm going to let him explain all that, though, but he does have a good channel. He tells some of the best stories, but he's also a spiritual worker. So anybody who's interested and wants to know more or just want to go and hear some incredible stories, go and visit his YouTube channel, Melvin Brown. And so he will tell you a little bit about himself. So Melvin Brown, we're going to start with you. I guess, where were you born and raised at? Let's start right there.
All right. First of all, it's an honor to be here.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Congratulations. This is my first interview I ever did, so I'm actually happy and everything. About me, I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised. I was born in North Philadelphia, and then I was raised in West Philadelphia. Right now, I currently reside in Center City, Philadelphia, so everything's looking pretty good. About me, I'm a spiritual worker. I heal the mind, soul, and body. I don't try to do bang for work to people. I try to make their life better for what they need and not what they want.
That's what's up. Right. So I know Melvin is going to tell us some of them good old stories today that he be telling on his YouTube channel. But before we get into that, I do want to ask a couple questions about, okay, you say you're into, like, I would like to break it down a little bit of, like, actually what you do or what kind of work you actually do for people. Like, as far as, like, love work and stuff like that. And, you know, if you would like to elaborate on that.
So what I do, basically, consider me like a plastic surgeon or a surgeon.
Okay.
If you let's just say everybody got flaws. Majority of people in this world has flaws in relationships. So sometimes, you know, people break up, people don't agree with, people just want what they want. They want that connection that they always have because it's hard to find that same connection with somebody else. So my job is to have a consultation with them, and I figure it out. Do I feel comfortable taking the case, or I don't feel comfortable taking the case? And we work it out like that. Or if there was spiritual work thrown at them, we do a reading or a divination and figure out what's going on. And after we figure out what's going on, there is some dark work or black magic causing them to break up, I fix it up and get them back together the best way I can.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like that. I need to hire you. I need to hire you right now.
He sure do.
Right.
Look at the Puerto Rican podcast. Don't do me.
Queen. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, queen.
Well, speaking of love spells and getting back together, how would you consider, or when would you consider somebody to do a love spell? Like, what is the best time to say, let me make sure I secure this relationship? Or, you know, do you feel like it's too late when it ends? Or do you feel like it's a better chance when you first get with somebody, the relationship is good and new? And, well, not really new, because, you know, you want to make sure you want to be with that person. So how do your thoughts and feelings about that? Like, when people ask you to do love spells for them, or what is the easiest time to do a love spell to make sure it's more efficient?
All right. To make a love spell very efficient or very successful, I think you should do a love spell while you're in the happy phase. Some people come to me when they broken up and they burned their bridge and everything. When you burn your bridge, it's hard for them to come back. So I think on time. Now, if y'all was separated for an amount of time, that's pretty cool. Now, I did bring somebody back that was separated for 5 years, but I can't guarantee that's going to happen with everybody else. Because it depends on that person that they want back. If that person still have love for you and still care about you, it's a possibility. But if that person fed up and want to move on with their life, there's nothing we can do. It's like trying to resuscitate a person that has serious illness.
Oh, wow.
Or a person that's on life support.
Basically.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so when the spell is actually cast, or, you know, in motion, what are the pros and cons of that? Like, what can be really good about it, but what can be also be, like, bad about it?
All right, the good thing about it is, you know your work is working when your dreams come into fruition. Another good thing about it is you're going to start seeing omens. You're going to start seeing 111, 222, 333, 444. You know a lot of things, or it might be people that look like your target, look like your loved one and everything. I know it sounds kind of spooky and everything. You know, stuff like that.
That does happen. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, because I did one, and yeah.
Okay. And the bad thing that can actually occur, the person, the target that you're trying to work on, their psychological health. That's what really matters. If that person's a schizophrenic, that person has bipolar issues, it can really go back. It can really go backwards. Or if that person really don't want to be with you, it can go backfire, and it will fire you the fuck up.
Oh, wow.
There were some situations that I had clients that want people that really didn't want to be with them. So, and you know, my clients at the time when I was young and stupid, so I was working with, you know, clients that wasn't all the way right in the head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was always a backfire, meaning because they were so egotistical. So what happened was, since they tried to put love work on them, what happened was the target just came back, even having sex with other people or getting other women pregnant. Other women pregnant, by the way. So it's just simple as that. Or it can lead to the domestics. You have to be careful when you trying to throw work at these type of spells. I mean, at these targets.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people keep that in consideration. I think they want what they want, and they want it now. And a lot of people don't sit here and think and actually, you know, evaluate the situation. And they just want the person instead of working on themselves.
Yeah, they could, because you know when people go through breakup, it's the grief, and you know the grief. You think about the honeymoon phase most of the time when you go through a breakup. I know we all went through a breakup before, and the first thing that we go through is the grief. Mm-hmm. I know when I went through a breakup, the grief was the honeymoon phase. Why I was going to touch this woman again? I miss this woman's smell. I miss her scent. I miss her odor. I just miss her aura just around me. I miss her soft body. I don't think nobody's going to love me like that. So you gotta go, you know, shit like that. You know,
right? Okay. What do you consider when somebody's getting any type of spell work done, what is the do's and don'ts? What do you recommend them do during the spell work and don't do? I know you talk a lot about this.
I know. All right. So the first question, I mean, the first answer to your question is, I want y'all to do y'all and have fun. I want y'all to live life.
Right.
I want y'all to forget that. I want y'all to think that y'all single again. Because at the end of the day, if you're sitting there in hermit mode and just focus on this one person, it's going to take a long time to come. And then you're going to wind up giving the spirit worker a hard time. You're going to give your own self a hard time. Or you might get the spirits a hard time that they might got to slap you in the head a few times.
Right.
Wow.
But the main key, you must listen to your spiritual worker. If you do not listen to your spiritual worker, you can be doomed. Now, right. I can't say, now I know I don't work with demonic spirits though, but what I can tell you is some spiritual workers do work with them type of entities. So if you're not with the program, they even can, you know, send sickness your way. You know, it's serious. This is serious. Like, I don't know why people think this is a game. This is serious. This is an investment. So you have to think critically when you do this type of work.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and that's with anything. You can't just go rushing to doing something because you don't know, if, especially if you don't know about it. You just hear something, think it's a good thing, and then just go and do whatever you want to. And then when the spiritual worker telling you, hey, don't do this, and you move before the spirits or move before, you know, whatever's helping you, whatever you want to call it, because, you know, a lot of people don't like seeing spirits and all this stuff. But when you move before the work, that is, it goes very bad sometimes.
Oh, so, yeah. I got plenty of stories on that.
I know. Also, I know you work with a lot of people. So what is, like, one of the saddest cases that, you know, that kind of hurt your heart, that you was like, darn, you know, either you seen the person that shouldn't be with that person, or had the guy or a girl try to get a person back who's actually living their life and they trying to get them back, and you noticed that, you know, you noticed something wasn't right. Like, you, maybe the guy was abusive and he's trying to get back this girl. And, you know, what's the saddest case that you have?
I talked to this individual woman here and there, mm-hmm. and she told me I could talk about the story, but I can't tell the story on a story time. Basically, like I come out with a channel. I mean, come out with a video about it, but I can talk about my lives and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was this one client that I was working with, and she was from Indiana, and, you know, she's working with another spiritual worker. She wound up getting scammed. Now, this woman really loved this man. Oh, dearly. I mean, she loved him. Mind you, they broke up for 6 years straight, bro. So, you know, that's a lot of love. So, it looked like it was mental health, mental illness to a point. It was like an obsession, but I understand it was love.
Right.
All
right.
So, I try to do my job. Sadly, nothing didn't work. Another spiritual worker tried to do their job. Sadly, it didn't work. I did a reading on it, a divination on it. I said, baby girl, the reason it's not working is because this person that he's seeing is a witch herself, and she got him protected. So I'm not going to walk towards the fire, but I'm going to give you your money back and set you free. She cried. She cussed me out. She called me a scam. She called me a dick sucker. You know, you name it. She called me all types of names in the book. So all of a sudden, she calls me like a few months later telling me, Yo, Melvin, I'm about to do me a spell. I said, ma'am, I know you're a little gifted and everything, but you cannot do this. You cannot do this. She didn't listen. So all of a sudden, this woman bought about probably, this is before the stimulus check. So back in the day, it was refund, tax return. So
yeah.
She used half of her tax money to get all the paraphernalia that she could get. And she was using the book. All right. This shit wound up working. But he was coming there, you know, she was over there, they was fucking a few times, you know, sucking his dick, you know, she did the shit going gravy. So what happened was, I don't know what happened, but I'm real cool, good friends with her daughter. So I ain't hear her for a few months. So I said, I called the daughter, I'm like, baby girl, where your mom at? Oh, you ain't here? I'm like, no. Oh, she got locked up.
Oh, wow.
So let's fast forward. A year and a half later, she comes out of jail, she tell me what the fuck happened. Basically, he told her to come down there. She went down there. All of a sudden, as soon as she opened the door, all she remembered was she was on the ground. She was on the ground. She couldn't move.
What?
All of a sudden, all she sees is a car crashing inside the house. I mean, crashing on the other side of the house.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, she got picked up, put back in the car. The guy that she wanted to be with, O'Darley, the girlfriend found out. Reverse the spell and everything, and made the husband do all that shit. So when she fell on the ground, she got knocked out. He punched her in the face.
What?
Took her keys, crashed the car, and blamed it on her. Simple as that.
Oh, wow.
And the crazy part about it, she still want to be with him.
Oh my god.
That is
a sad story. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's something. I'm not gonna lie. I'm that person that reads aura.
Uh-huh.
That story, I could read her aura. It's something. How can I put it? It's something seems to be. What's the word for it? I can't say it, but you know what I mean, Melvin. It's something that. Yeah.
It's deep. It's deeper. It's deeper.
It's something more deeper.
Right.
Than that. Maybe it could be again. Like I said, I do believe in reincarnation. And maybe
a past life lover.
Yes. And maybe maybe he was lost at sea or whatever, or like I said.
So you saying they have some type of connection still?
They have some type of connection, like, but whatever happened when they lost each other in their past lives, they're reliving that. So they're doomed to a life of torment.
Oh, well, that's deep.
I mean, we try to offer her to do healing spells for her to find true love, but she don't want to hear that.
So, yeah, you know, because
I'm not going to use. When I was younger, I used to waste my energy on these ungrateful motherfuckers. I don't waste my energy on these ungrateful motherfuckers. You want what you want? Slap your own self in the face. You ain't slapping me in the face.
Right. Well, that was a sad one. Okay, so what's the happiest one that you felt great about? You was like, you seen them, you was like, oh yeah, they meant to be together. Happy endings. Like, what is something with that? Like, what is a good story with that?
A good story, I remember a few years ago, or it was 2019, that's a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this one woman would decide to work with me. I didn't want to work with her at first, but she's like, are you sure, Melvin? Come on, I really want to work with you. I've been scammed left and right. I said, I don't want to work with you. But you know, when people really believe you, really got hope for you, they're going to do whatever they can. So, you know, she gave me a dollar sign that I couldn't turn down. You know what I'm saying? Because the rent was due. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, I take the case. All right. Nothing didn't really work, but she still had hope. So 2020 happened. Nothing really didn't work, but she still had hope. Now it was working, but it was for some reason her husband left her. Like, he didn't want to be with her no more. Like, he just went cold to her, like, fuck you, bitch, I'm out of here. Now listen, if anybody, I mean anybody, that have a lover that goes cold turkey, 9 times out of 10, yeah, in reality, if you're not into the world, you might think it's somebody else, but somebody could actually throw spiritual work on this person. I didn't find out because I was, you know, living life, turning up. I was on vacation, you know, that long vacation I took. So yeah. I wasn't really paying attention. So all of a sudden, I throw something in the air. She calls me. Melvin, I'm on my way to the storage. I'm like, all right, cool. Melvin, it was a storage fire. Everything caught on fire except for mine. Now, remind you, I did throw protection in the air. So what the fuck, where did that fire come from? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, all right, so I put two and two together. It was a spiritual attack happening. All right, cool. What wound up happening, she was trying to be submissive. Like, baby, you come back home. I want my family back. But he like, no. I need my space. So she said, oh, yeah, you know how women is, y'all feelings. Y'all say that tough, crazy shit. You need to make a nigga go crazy. She said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to find me a new nigga. He said, you better fucking not. I'm going to fucking kill you. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know how niggas is, especially right. In the love work. They could do them and have fun in the meantime, but you can't do shit. So I knew the spell work was working. So the spell was working in 2020. He was coming in and out, going to her mom house, going to her sister house, crying like, yo, I love her. Yo, she cheated on me, yo. But here's the catch. She never cheated on this man. Like, it was to the point that I was trying to throw work at her so she could find somebody else, but she wasn't taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, out of nowhere, I did a second jar on him. The second jar worked great. He came back. They moved back in. They had sex and everything. I just found out last week she's 42 years old, and she's about to have another baby.
Oh, wow. Okay. So hold on.
And her husband's 59 years old, so that tells you, do the math.
What?
Yeah.
So they, you know, getting back together, and I mean, are they happy together now? You know, cause
happy as fuck.
I'm just
talking about. Oh yeah, but you know me. I'm real big on the sex spells and everything, so I did throw something in there, and he throwing some shit that she didn't think existed no more. So you know, I believe happy sex life is a happy love life.
That is the key.
Look, Ralph might need to give him a couple of sex spells so he can.
He's gonna need 100 of them things.
Ralph, you got a girlfriend?
I'm on the other side of the spectrum.
Yes, he's on the other side of the spectrum.
so you're homosexual?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so yo, if you wanna work with me, I make sure your rectum get prolapsed like a motherfucker. I got some good shit for you.
What?
Like, yo, when you fart, Ralph, when you fart from now, you ain't gonna fart like this. You gonna be farting like blowing out air, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man, no.
I sure don't want to be in his area when that happens.
Yo, you know,
yes,
yo,
you do.
It's a sex theater around here, so you know I can just go to the sex theater, get some rocks, and you know, have all them. I mean, take the energy off it, and you know, shit.
Well, hold on. Can I ask you a question, Melvin?
What's
now,
up?
Have you ever had one of your clients wear a crystal?
A crystal? What you mean for crystal? Give me crystal.
Hold on.
Like a protective crystal? Like a, that's what you mean?
Well, yeah.
A love quartz crystal, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
So have you ever blessed any crystals or anything that, like, maybe like a love quartz?
Like a love crystal, yeah, or a desire.
And bless it and let them, yeah, carry it around and, you know, does
I'm Melvin
work?
Brown. I'm Melvin Brown. All we do is work with crystals.
Right.
Because yeah, I am, like I said, I am very spiritual, and I love the work that you do. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, so yo, you want to know a trick, yo? You want to get horny? You want to get man horny? I'm gonna show you a little trick. I'm gonna tell you a little secret, right?
What?
I want you to. So look, I want you. You know, this is what I want you to do. I want you to you know, watch a porno. I don't care what porno you watch. You know, sit there, visualize all this men coming to you, sexy men and everything. I want you to masturbate. And then when you masturbate, when you come in, I want you to come on the goddamn crystal and you put it out there in the sunlight. You'd be surprised what's going to happen. It's going to be, ooh, a lot of niggas coming your way.
You better manifest too. Manifest big when you do the big O. It helps too. Manifest.
You sound like you've done that before.
Yeah, no, don't do no baneful shit. Don't do no baneful shit with that little spell I told you.
Right.
You do some baneful shit, you might need a penis implant by the time it's done.
Okay, I would definitely give that a whirl.
Right. All right, since Ralph got that little information that he gonna go do tonight when we get out of here. what's the most, I ain't gonna say who, do you, in the top of your head, who is like, or the most annoying client?
Or your most difficult,
yes,
case?
Well, annoying and difficult can be two different things.
Yeah.
So the most annoying and difficult person that you can, like, every time you hear their name, you be like, oh my God, no.
Do I gotta tell a story or I can say a name?
Don't say their name. Just say the situation that happened.
Yeah.
Just give a little brief situation. All right,
bro. All right, yo. So I'm gonna tell y'all this fucking story, bro. Tien, you remember this fucking nigga?
Yes, I do. I was hoping you tell that story. I was hoping you tell that story because I'm like, yes.
Yo. So, you know, I'm new to the game. I'm not new to the magical world, but I'm new to helping people and shit. So, I remember this one guy, he calls me. I'm going to do the voice impression.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so the email was like, yo, Melvin, please help me. Help me. Here are my number. So, you know, I got a good heart, so I answered. I'm like, ring, 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 ring. He like, hello? I'm like, yeah, this is Melvin. What's up, Melvin? How you doing, man? Oh, my God. I've been watching YouTube. I'm about to cry right now. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry. I didn't know you was going to call me. Bro, remind you, I had another girl on the phone listening to the consultation. So, you know, he was like, yo, Melvin, I want my wife back and everything. I did some fucked up shit. You know, I used to beat on my wife and everything, but I want her back and shit. So I'm like, you know, I could probably try to do something, but let's see what the fuck we doing. So all of a sudden, the conversation's going good, and then all of a sudden, he's like, hey, Melvin, do you discriminate? I'm like, no, I don't discriminate. I said, well, what do I have to discriminate? Have you ever worked with a trans man before? I'm like, huh? A trans man. I'm like, what's a trans man? At the time, I'm not really big on the LGBTQ genders and everything. What's a trans man? He was like, well, I was born a woman, and I turned myself to a man. But when I seen that picture, boy looked like a whole nigga, bro. He had biceps, a whole suni, a beard, and everything. Here's the catch. He from my hometown, Philadelphia. So, I ain't taking it. So, I decided to take the case pro bono. Bro, every single day, it was something brand new. Yo, Melvin, I need to tell you something. I'm like, yo, what's up? Can you do a reading for me? I said, no, I can't do a reading right now. Excuse me. I can't do a reading right now. He's like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So we would talk here and there. So one day out the blue, this motherfucker called me one day. Mind you, it's 4:00 in the morning. I'm asshole naked in my bed, sleeping and shit. All I know is I answer the phone. I'm all like, hello? Melvin, I need to talk to you for a fast. I really need to talk to you. I said, yo, what you need to talk to me for? Melvin, I really, 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 really need to talk to you. I'm about to go through it right now, Melvin. I'm like, yo, what's going on? What's going on? Can you do a reading? I said, yo, I got you. So all of a sudden, I do the read. I set up and everything. I'm like, yo, what's going on, bro? Melvin, I need this question. I said, all right, cool. What's the question? Melvin, did she eat her favorite cereal today? I'm like, nigga, I know I did not wake up just to do ask you this fucking question. And he was like, and I'm like, bro, are you playing with me? No, man, I need to know, did she eat her favorite cereal today? And she still, is she still next to that nigga? Because I'm really about to come down there and kill him. I'm like, oh, God. So what wound up happening was me and him didn't get along because the family started getting involved. The family started saying I was a scam, a phony and everything because, you know, he takes them shots. So, you know, he shot the fuck out. You know, all mm-hmm. that testosterone mixed with estrogen could fuck a motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, the family got involved, called me a scam. So I just left it alone. But knowing the good heart I got, I refer him to another spiritual worker. He did get his wife back. But here's the catch. Karma is a motherfucker. This motherfucker was talking shit behind my back. Talking about one spiritual worker, former friend. Talking about he my former spiritual worker friend. So he was like, yo, Melvin, is it true that you was doing this? And I'm like, no, I ain't doing none of that. He was talking about how I was like, you know, cussing him the fuck out. Blase, 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 blase. All right, cool, cool, cool. So he wound up getting his wife back. But the catch was his wife was seeing another trans woman. Oh. I mean, trans man.
Oh.
Mind you, his wife is a woman. So
right.
So, all right, cool. She seen what the fuck happened. So what happened was karma's a motherfucker. That dude that she left, or that trans man that she left, went to a higher ranking spiritual worker and threw it. And she went back to that man, went back to Philly. I mean, came back. I mean, she went to Atlanta, came from Atlanta to Philly, and mm-hmm. went back to Atlanta, married mm-hmm. that man, and they still together to this day. That's karma.
Yes.
Yeah. That was some powerful one.
Right. And I remember that. I remember that whole situation. I was just like, oh my
God. Like, yo, he tried to turn me and Tina against each other. Yo, that was fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, he tried to turn us against each other. Like, that was a fucking scam. I don't know why you want to be friends with this motherfucker. And you know, I'm trying to play my cool. You know, I don't really like to play warfare zone. Step on the toes and know it's a war. I like to play stupid and fall back and just watch and observe and back my way out slowly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then he had some girl, I think he had some, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, because he actually texted me, because me and this person was talking on the phone, you know, just to, you know, because we was cool, a little bit cool also, you know, I guess they just, I guess we only talked so he can be not so focused on his work, you know, on the spiritual work part. And gotcha. So one day I got this text message, and I'm looking, I'm like, he told me, I know you be telling Melvin stuff, da da da. I said, first of all, I don't go around and tell nothing to nobody. Whatever me and Melvin talk about, that's what me and Melvin talk about. Whatever me and you talk about, that's what me and you talk about. And he gonna tell me, oh, I'm sorry, I ain't mean to send it to you. I was sending it to somebody else.
And that's when I just really fell back
again. I'm sorry to cut you off, Melvin. Okay. I, again, the vibe, the deja, the woo, I like to call it.
Oh, so you bring it, so you got past memories over by some bullshit like this, huh?
Yeah, it's like I don't know what it is. Maybe in my past life I was something more or whatever, but it's like I can picture the person's face.
Right.
Okay.
And it's like the face I'm seeing, I'm getting like a bad vibe from it.
Bro, that nigga was a demon, bro.
He was. Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. It's like it's their face is there, and then like it's another face on top of that face that I'm seeing.
Right.
If that makes any, like I said, I've always had this natural gift with things.
Like this nigga called me one time. Mind you, he's from Philadelphia. So back in the day, he was a female and a popular local female artist. This nigga called me like, yo, Melvin, I'm real good friends with Will Smith. Yo, you do everything I do. I mean, you do everything I tell you. I let you see Will Smith. I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about Will Smith.
Oh, no.
Right. You think, because you know, a little celebrity, people be trying to use it all the time.
Bro, and I talk to people in the hood that used to be rappers, and I'm like, yo, y'all know this nigga? Yo, that nigga crazy. Stay away from that nigga. Yo, that nigga got issues.
Well, since he was definitely the crazy one of the crazy and difficult and frustrating persons and annoying person you ever dealt with, I think we need to knock all that out. But with that being said, what is the craziest spell somebody asked you to do?
Yo.
The craziest somebody asked you to do that yo. You know?
So I was young and stupid. So not now, back then, I was young and stupid. I remember, I'm just going to give out the number. I had a $4,000 case in my hands. This was the first time on my YouTube channel I was getting this amount of money, bro. So, you know, I was like, holy shit, it's time to get real. You know what I'm saying? So she, her request was, she was in love with her side nigga. She was in love with her side nigga. She wanted me to throw work on her main nigga. Mm. On her main nigga. So she could be with her side nigga.
Mm-mm. So she wanted you to run interference with the main dude.
She wanted me to basically take his head off, bro.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Hold on. She wanted him gone.
Not gone, but fucked up gone. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Because he did put his hands on her a lot. Bro. So I remember when I saw the picture, so I'm over here looking at this shit. Bro, all right, so she said, all right, I want my main nigga. So I see the main nigga. He a fat nigga. And you know, when a woman tell you, like, yo, he got a little dick, I ain't trying to fuck with that shit. You know, from the hood, when bitches say niggas got little dicks, I ain't gonna believe that shit. Cause yo, you fucking the boy. That's your main nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yo, she sent me a naked picture, bro. Homie needs some help, bro.
Hold on, so she sent you a picture of his stuff?
Yeah, she sent me a picture, and like, you think I'm lying? Yo, she sent me a naked picture of the boy, bro.
Wow.
Homie need help, bro. When I mean he need help, bro. Bro, my baby dick bigger than that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
So.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So. All right, cool. So I did the work. She sent me his toothbrush, his toenail clippings, his sperm.
Oh, she
underwear.
Some major voodoo.
Dang.
Some sperm, some underwears, and you know, some hair from the bear, from the facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of blood from his napkin. Bro. Now, karma is a motherfucker, and I learned my lesson from this. Bro, I hooked this nigga up, bro. And I mean, I hooked this motherfucker up, bro. I can't describe it, bro. Y'all tell me what it was. So I'm gonna tell you what the ingredients. Yo, I use some razor blades, gun bullets.
Ooh.
I use some vinegar, the hottest pepper I can get off the market. I use broken glass.
Oh, wow.
I use some gasoline. I was ready to light this nigga the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All because I was getting $4,000. So when I did it, I send it off. This is how I knew the shit was about to get real. All right. So what happened was, in the mix of that, because it took me like a month and a half to do it. I told her to go home. I mean, go to her mom's house, get out the way. So it was a lot of weird shit going on. You know, it was like he was having nightmares out of nowhere. Mind you, we all had karma through this. He was having nightmares through this shit. It was a footprint on the wall the size of Shaq foot or a little bigger Shaq feet. It was real. And then he was always buying books about spells and everything. He kept on saying, you know, when people get hit, when people normally try to get hit with magic, they always accuse them, like, yo, this is some witchcraft, something natural feel about this. I'm scared, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he was catching on. So all of a sudden, one day, he raged out on her, went in the shower, choked her out, she ran out the shower, drove home butt-ass naked. I mean, drove to her mom's house butt-ass naked.
What?
Stayed in her mom's house for a little while.
Yeah.
Stayed over her mom. Stayed over her mom's house a little while. So I wound up shipping a jar. This is how strong that shit was, that hex shit I did. So when she got the jar, that hex jar, bro, that shit was so fucking strong. The mom caught the flu. So she had to move it next door to the abandoned house that she was next to. So, cool. That happens. So, out of nowhere, I'm having real guilty conscience about it. You know, when something kind of fucked up, when you get your when you do something stupid, your guilty conscience played with you. So I'm like, yo, I don't know, yo. The nigga don't really deserve it, dog. He really didn't deserve it like that. So every week she would go to his job, he was losing weight. He was getting slimmer and slimmer. So I was getting more scared. So I remember I called one of my homeboys. We ain't gonna mention their name, but I called my homeboys. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm scared. I don't know what's going on, bro. Can y'all do something about this? It's really fucked up. So they said, all right, cool. So what wound up happening was, boom, they took her case. They figured out what the fuck was going on. Found out the reason she was acting the way how she was acting, like they didn't want to have nothing to do with her main nigga, because a side nigga threw a spell at her.
Oh, wow.
And then she shipped them out the packages and everything. You know what? I'm going to give them a shout out. Alchemy Philly. They shipped them out the package and everything. I mean, she shipped them out the package. I get a phone call from Serge, and he was like, yo, no, I need to talk to you. I said, all right, cool. So Serge called me. He said, yo, you cool and everything. You powerful as hell, but I'm going to need to help you for a minute. I'm like, what's going on? Whatever you send at that man is going to come back to you. So for like a year and a half, I had to wear beads.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Wow. And trust me, it was bouncing off me. And I can't get in details. It was a little scary, but it did. Came back to me, but I'm still here. I didn't get no sickness and everything. But, you know, I learned my lesson. You just can't throw shit just because you can.
Right.
Yeah. But the crazy part about it, her karma was this. While they was in the mix of breaking up, her and the side nigga, why not working out? I mean, not working out because he liked to play on the other end.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
So she was lonely. Then her main nigga that she broke up with and dogged out got another woman pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. So that was a lesson learned. We all had to reap what we sowed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have kind of like one more question, but I'm gonna let you know Vicky and Dez answer. You know, ask you some more little questions if they have any more. But my final question is, I want to discuss the misconception of spells, whether it's love spell, money spells, you know, whatever spell that is technically real, because there's a lot of fake spells and people think they can do this and this happens, you know. So clear up a lot of misconception spells. I mean, you know, that you...
All right, look, let me tell y'all this. Being in the craft, I've seen a lot of fuckery. If you lonely and you're heartbroken and you're trying to find something overnight, like, we get your spell, we get your lover back in 24 hours. Bitch.
That's not going to work.
Take that idea, it's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, yeah, he got my, I got the money. And you know, people like this. Oh, you got the money? Okay. This and that and the third. Soon you give them the money, they deactivate their Instagram, mm-hmm. and just change mm-hmm. their number and go on with life.
Right. Or change their name and try to, you know.
They change their name. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
If it sounds too good to be true, it's usually not. It's not. It's very fake.
Yeah.
And a real worker is going to give you the real about some stuff. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, I can get your love back and give me the money and give you this quote. No, they're going to go into detail. They're going to try to figure out what's the best way to go about it. You know, it's a lot more into it. You know, true ones though.
Yeah. If a spirit, another misconception I want to tell y'all, give y'all a warning. If you see a spiritual worker and he got shopping everything, or he just Craigslister, and all of a sudden y'all do the reading, the first reading, then the second reading. I mean, the first reading was cool. The second reading, he wants you to come back. And then he said, yo, I did a consultation with the spirits and the guides, and the guy said, I got to have sex with you to get your lover back.
Oh, now, listen.
No, that's it. No. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have plenty of clients that went through this. Mm-hmm. One of them caught a serious STD out of this. I'm not going to say the name. Be mindful. Ain't nobody can bring your lover back while having sex. That's the honest truth.
Wow.
That is sexual assault. That is rape under duress.
Right.
Yeah.
So be mindful. Yeah, another big misconception with love spells. You think, okay, yeah, I see, I see Beyonce on stage. Yo, my nigga, how much you want back? I'm going to throw something at Beyonce and watch she be with me. It's not going to work, bro. Did Beyonce know you? No. Stop throwing work at people. That's not going to work. I mean, that don't know you, because it's not going to work. Simple as that. Mm. Now, you do a general attraction, it could work. Money spells, you got to put in the work, bro.
Yes.
And you got to put in the work with money. It's not like love. You sit on your ass, you sit back, you fall back, you chill. You got to put in the work. The more work you put in, the more gates open up for you. Simple as that. Wax on, wax off.
Right.
Okay.
Agreed with that.
All right.
And my other big misconception.
Oh, you got some?
Okay. Plenty of misconceptions.
Go ahead. I want to hear them all.
Well, yeah, we can't hear them all, but give us a couple. Give us a couple.
Well, give us five more.
Huh?
All right. My other misconception is this about magic. If you want a protection spell done, don't get a protection spell done and walk towards the fire, because you're going to get burnt regardless every time you do it. All right, let's just say, yo, I'm a drug dealer. I got a protection spell. I'm going to go on the block and shoot up the block. No, you're going to go to jail, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Spirits can't. Spirits protect you with certain elements. They can't protect you with everything. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another good one. That's another misconception about
it.
Yes.
And another misconception, when I get my lover back, he going to be with me forever. If your lover don't love you, it's only going to last a year, and you're going to have to renew it. And one thing about Melvin Brown, I hate renewing my fucking spells.
So it's just like you paying taxes every year, just keep your love in your life.
Because it's not a strong love.
Right, it's not meant to be.
Yes. How can I put it? Never mind. I'm sorry, Melvin. I keep interrupting you with stuff. I'm sorry.
No, we having fun. I love this interview. This is fun.
Well, I'm glad you do.
I feel like I can connect with you on this.
Yes, this is
something that I am completely passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how many more? You got some more misconceptions for us?
Misconceptions, man. I mean, you know, I don't like to be controversial, so I'm not going to even mention no shit, though. Like, I ain't going to mention no other shit. You know, niggas like to instigate. Oh, they mentioned me. Oh, I'm going to jump in. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that. So we're going to keep it moving.
Okay. So, Des, you have any questions that, you know, over everything that we went over, or anything that you just want to know from a spiritual worker?
Okay. Now I'm still working on the tarot readings. Now, is it true that tarot likes to be read at night at a certain time?
Bro, you can read tarot anytime you want. If you connect it to the energy, you can do it anytime you want. Fuck all that. Okay. Fuck all that. Now that's a misconception right there about tarot.
Oh Lord. Oh. Yes, I never heard that misconception, because, I mean, usually when you connect to an energy, you usually can, you know, pick up or the cards can pick up and connect with you, and you can, you know. I never heard that one, though.
But, yeah, you know what's better than tarot card readings? Dreams. Dreams is better than dreams.
Yes, but also with dreams, you got to also interpret the right.
Correct. Right.
Just interpret it before the events take place. Simple as that.
Yes. Vicky, do you have any questions or, you know, anything that you might be curious about? Because I know you don't know a lot about it, but did you learn a lot from?
I did, and my only question was going to be the money part, you know, but he answered that.
But yo, Vicky, you know how you're going to get fast money with a money work? If you're a stripper selling pussy, that's the fastest money, yo. I got plenty of clients on that.
Yeah, I'm positive.
So that's Dad's job. So he got his OnlyFans.
He can do that over there with his
twerk. Wait, who got OnlyFans? Wait, who got OnlyFans?
First of all, that is allegedly. We have to say allegedly because we can get sued for this.
Ain't no allegedly. He got one.
I don't. Allegedly,
he's twerking on it and stuff.
I don't.
We saw him twerking yesterday.
Well, it was a thirsty third Thursday, okay? A thirsty third Wednesday.
That's Tuesday. Every day for you on your OnlyFans.
Right.
No, with that, we are getting off topic and off subject.
Wow. I heard it. I mean, that's how Melvin Brown is. If you have a conversation with me, we never want that serious shit unless it's time to be serious. It's right. Always jokey, laughing, yeah. flirty.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, we done got all the most of the misconceptions out of the way. Everybody asked their questions. So now we're going to go into something that scared us. Or, Melvin, I want you to tell your scariest spiritual thing. Like, the story that scared you the most about.
All right, so something that scared me, bro. Bro, I remember. The most scariest thing I remember. All right, it was some shit that was going down a few years ago. And I don't want to give out a lot of information because you don't know who's going to listen to this.
Right.
But I remember my dad came in my dream. Because mind you, when a deceased person come in your dream, oh, it's an emergency. It's a message for real.
Yes.
And my dad was like, yo. Son, the next person that throw at you, I'm going to kill him. I said, what are you talking about? The next person they throw at you, I'm going to kill him. I said, I don't believe you. So, it was a small-time spiritual worker. I think she was an Instagrammer. And this is the one that was working with that crazy trans man. You know what I'm saying? Remember?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she the one that lied. So, she out of nowhere, she was wind up checking up on me random, like, how you doing, Melvin? What's going on? You know, I'm a real nigga. I'm like, oh, I gotta go. Click. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this bitch stupid. You know, when somebody checking up on you, like, yo, you good? You good? What's going on? You ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, I start feeling things bounce off me. Boom, 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 boom. All right, cool. What wound up happening was my dad wasn't lying. I think last year. She died.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is spooky. Especially when it's coming from the spiritual world. All right,
so you know, another thing that happened. So you know, when you spiritual, you're connected. You're plugged into the universe. So you know, people that spiritual are going to see you. Sometimes it'd be evil. Sometimes it could be light. Depending on who.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one time, it's a pandemic. I'm walking down the street. Now, remind you, my homegirl, she probably going to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Chicago, Illinois. One of the best in the business.
So
I remember her was on the phone. She's like, Melvin, stay in the fucking house. I'm like, fuck no, it's pandemic. Nigga, I ain't getting fat. I got to work out. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So mind you, I'm not walking around at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'm walking around like 1, 2, 3. Mind you, in my head, it's Center City. Ain't no dumb shit going to happen in Center City. So I remember one time, these two homeless people kept on following me. And I'm like, yo, why they keep following me? Why they keep fucking following me? Why they keep following me? And you know, I played it off. I sit in the corner and I give them the 12 seconds. And they sitting there and they standing there. I'm giving them 12 seconds. They just standing there. I'll keep on walking. Then they start walking behind me. All of a sudden, I see them. I hit the corner. Whoop, it was a hospital right there. So I sit there in the front, pull out my wife's knife, my knife. So I'm sitting there on the phone. They walk past me. All I know is out of nowhere, down the street, I heard some dude, like, I don't know who the fuck you think you is. Why did my fucking mother, yo, you do that dumb shit, I'ma blow your fucking head off. Then let me tell you, when you from the hood, when niggas say they go, see, white people get the misconception of black people different. See, niggas don't say, I'ma shoot you in the fucking head. Niggas, when niggas really mean it, they say they gonna blow your fucking head off. Best believe it.
That's what they mean.
They say blow your head off, so.
And you better get down.
You better get going. So I see the homeless people coming back. So you know my nosy ass. I'm trying to see what the fuck is going on. Soon I go to the corner, I see a guy with a red hoodie, a red Adidas hoodie. And he had his little mask on. He looked at me and he was like, "You good, bro? I got you." And I'm like, "Huh?" So I go back, I'm like, "Excuse me, sir, what's going on?" He said, "Whoa, what's going on?" So I did something latched on to him. So that shit was kind of scary to me.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds scary.
Vicky, what about your little scary story then?
Well, now, any little thing kind of scares me, so you know. I was sitting in front of my house yesterday, and it was dark, cool outside, you know, just sitting there by myself, and I got trees behind my house, so, you know, I started hearing noises. I'm like, what is this? Well, I'm on the phone. I was on the phone with you, and I don't know who else, but I know you was on the phone.
It was me.
Okay. And I'm just talking, okay, whatever. And then it started getting closer and closer. I said, no, I'm out of here. And I went right back inside.
She ran right now.
She says,
and ran to because they were talking about snakes over here. They were cutting trees down because of the snakes and stuff. So I don't know what was back there.
Right.
She said, whatever it was, they could have it. Let me get out of here.
Right. Ooh-wee. So, what's one of your scary stories?
Well, mine is more of a dream. Mm-hmm. Okay. In this dream, I am wearing an all white linen button up shirt and linen pants.
Okay.
I'm in my room. Suddenly, out of nowhere, there's like fog all in my room. Like, it looks like the room is like the smoke is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of bed and I walk out of my room downstairs to my hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, to my hallway. And there's like a shadowy figure that is calling my name.
Mm.
I don't know who this figure is. So I am like, the figure is like moving throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
I follow this figure throughout the house, outside, all the way down my street. I get to this known bridge where I live at, and the figure turns into someone that I never thought it would be.
Who?
A person that I have not seen in 15 years, and I still have this recurring dream.
Who? I mean, was it somebody that's like close to you, or was it just?
It was someone that we knew. In high school. In elementary school.
Oh. And they come in your dream. And
they came in my dream.
Oh, that nigga said something. Yeah, wait, that's what happened.
Their name was the same as it was. They looked the same way in school. Mm-hmm. They was just a little more taller and their facial features had gotten a little distinguished.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Uh-huh. Well, one story that I have that scared me a little bit. I mean, I have a few stories, but this one was kind of creepy. Like, not creepy, but kind of scared me a little bit. So, mm-hmm. when I was in my depressed days, I found, you know, spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I started learning more, you know, educate myself on cleanses, baths, you know, to help with depression and stuff, which, by the way, mm-hmm. awesome, it works for me. So mm-hmm. every week I would take a spiritual bath. Now, mind you, anybody that know me know I don't like heat. Like, I don't like my bath water to be hot, so I don't understand how these females can get in the shower and be scalding hot, like mm-hmm. the water. Not I don't like heat like that. So, now mind you, this is like I say at this time I done took like 3 spiritual baths. And this time, and what a spiritual bath, if you don't know, you know, you do, you can put candles, crystals around your bath water. You pray over your bath water. What I would do is I would visualize all my depression, all my worries, all, you know, all of that stuff into my bath water and let it go down the drain. So that would be me spiritually cleansing myself of, you know, of mental, you know, my mental state. Illness. You know, yeah. So this particular time, oh, and I would add oils and, you know, oils and stuff like that in there. But this particular time, and I know my water was not hot because I use the same temperature all the time. So I sat in there and I think I usually do like a prayer or, you know, just, you know, speak intentions. So when I did this, I would just sit in there. Kid you not, the water started to get hot. Mm. And when I mean hot, like, I was almost literally passed out. Like, I was, like, sitting here, and I was like, what's going on? Like, at first, it didn't dawn on me. And then I'm, like, dripping with sweat. I'm, like, I just start dripping with sweat, start pouring. And I'm, like, I literally almost didn't make it out the bathtub. Like, that, and I started, you know, feeling like I was going to pass out. And so I was, like, I hurried up and jumped out that bathtub. Was trying to hurry up and jump out that bathtub. And hurry up and, you know, let the water out. I don't know if it was just that was my biggest cleanse or something was on me at that time or something.
It was a negative entity. Remember I told you?
Oh, yeah.
It was a negative entity that was attached to you and it was trying to hold on at all means necessary.
But and it was trying to go back.
Yeah, it must have went
away. It was trying
away.
To come back.
Well, I don't know what happened, but it was gone, and I every time I did a spiritual bath, I felt better, and that was like, I think that's one of the last big ones I did, and because after that, I felt better, I felt more at peace, so if it was something that needed to happen, I'm glad it did, and it was like, it was just scary to me, because like, it was at a point where I almost passed out in the bathtub, and I just went to my mom, I was like, mama, I was like, the bath water just got like extremely hot, and she looking at me like, what in the world? So that kind of scared me. So that was one of my little spiritual, you know, things that terrified me a little bit, but you know, okay. I guess I'm glad it happened, because I guess it was a good thing, so, but.
You know what else terrified me a little bit?
What else?
It didn't terrify me. It was like a shock. Like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Like when I start getting a little bit more with the spirituality, start studying and, you know, doing things and connecting myself to the universe more. Mm-hmm. For some reason, a lot of prostitutes like me, yo. I'm so serious. They like me a lot. Like, and then sometimes they let me fuck for the free. Well, I take that back. I don't even fuck prostitutes. I mean, I don't even pay for pussy, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they women
are they offered it more to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they offered it more to me on the house. Like, I had this one groupie story. I remember she was like she was a fan of mine and everything, and I found out, you know, she was about that shit though, but for some reason she gave it to me, but it's like when I had sex with her, she got more hooked to me. So I was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then sometimes I go to the swingers club down my area because I have a swingers club membership. No, I'm not a sexaholic. I just get bored. Man, mind she's pandemic.
I want to go to one.
Huh?
That is my life. I want to go to one.
I thought you was going to them already. I thought you was going to them already.
So, the only one that I went to and I did not go.
So look, I ain't find the swingers club on the swingers club tip. I found the swingers club because it was nothing to do. And me and my homeboy, we went to the sex shop. He went to buy some pills for his baby mama and shit. So and himself. So I was down there and one of the workers was telling me like, yo, it's a swingers club down here, bro. Bro, they be getting busy. So I go back there later on, I finds out that the same guy, he's like, yo, you like family and everything, yo, you got $80? I said, yeah, get this membership. I got the membership, and like everybody be gravitating towards me, but I didn't know what the fuck was happening. Remember, I told y'all dreams is messages,
mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give y'all another story time. So I remember probably a few months ago, I was having all these sex dreams for a week straight, like people fucking. When I mean fucking, bro, we talking about Viking fucking, Spartan fucking. We talking about some nasty shit, like, you know, on some weird shit. I was having all these dreams. I'm like, why the fuck am I having all these dreams? People fucking.
Right.
All of a sudden, it was like in a dream, each room I was going to, I'm seeing people fucking. So all of a sudden, I go down to the place and everything, because, you know, like to use like some sex pills on my jars and everything, you know. Right. Yeah, I told a secret, so what? Well, I don't give a fuck. So I bought some pills. My man's like, yo, come to the swingers club. I said, all right, cool, I'll be there tomorrow. Went down there, got the membership. And I lie you not, my dream came to fruition. I was gonna see a lot of fucking. I saw a lot of fucking.
Damn. Okay, so you dreamed of it, and then you went. So pretty much your dream told you where he's gonna be at the next day.
Yeah,
that wasn't a dream. That was a premonition.
Right.
Yeah, that was a premonition.
Premonition.
But I had to stop going down there, bro. Well, we ain't gonna talk about that on air, because I don't want nobody to be like, yeah, you say yeah. It wasn't nothing like that either. We ain't gonna check it. Nobody, no hype.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, we are at our hour, and Melvin, do you want to let the let our beautiful guests and
our viewers know where they can reach you?
Yes.
And how they
can reach me. You can reach me on YouTube. You can leave a comment, and I'll leave a comment back. The Melvin Brown Experience. It has a blue M and a white B. Or you can email me at melvinbrownexperience@gmail.com, or you can email me at voodooshow2017@gmail.com. VOODOOSHOW2017@gmail.com. I don't give out my numbers. I don't like weirdos like that.
That's always a good thing.
Yo, right. Let me tell y'all something, bro. All right, so I answer the phone. I'm like, Melvin, you know, I always answer my phone. Melvin Brown, welcome to Melvin Brown Experience. How can I help you?
Yeah.
I kept on saying like 100 times. I mean, like, not 100 times, like 2 times. All of a sudden I hear, I just want to pay to see you play with your dick. Y'all hung up that phone quick. You should like, yo, what the fuck?
What?
Yo, the internet? Yo, it'd be a lot of weird motherfuckers, bro.
Yes.
It'd be a lot of weird.
I believe you. until you know it's real. You know they really to pay some money, then you give them their number,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yes. But I do have one more thing to say before we leave, because you know this is Cocktails with a Click.
Yes.
And so we need to say what kind of drinks we have in had today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I've been sitting here enjoying this good conversation. I forgot all about my drink. Thank you for reminding me.
All right. So, Dez, what you drinking on?
I am drinking a Vampire's Curse.
Ooh.
Ooh, shit.
Very, very proper. Oof. Melvin, what you drinking on?
Stripper Demon. Ooh. You know how I like them red bone.
All right.
Yes. All right, Vicky, what you drinking on today?
A zombie teeny.
Ooh.
Ooh. Teeny. This sounds
good. But what bleak. You sipping on, boo?
I am sipping on Black Widow's Cocktail.
Oh. All right, a little Black Widow spider.
Right. Black Widow, baby.
Hey, yo, but Vicky, you trying to come down here and drink with me one day?
Mm-mm.
Look, I'm from Philadelphia, but I'm not Bill Cosby. I'm not going to come I'm not going to hit you with the, blah. You know what I'm saying?
With the jello pudding. But now,
yellow pudding. I mean, the way how blessed I'm down there, Vicky. I'm gonna hit you with the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's funny.
Right. Oh my gosh. But we wanna say thank you so much for coming on here. Thank we had so much fun.
It was a ball.
Bro, I had so much fun too. Yo, this was a good this is my first interview. You know, I felt honored, you know what I'm saying? Because the first interview, I'm gonna tell y'all a story before we go. It was an interview I was going to do with this tarot reader, but this woman had a baby in the background, and my female mentor, she called me, like, nigga, hang up now. She's ratchet. She's ghetto. All right, I said, all right, cool, but I always pray to God, my God, let me get another interview, man. And look, y'all came.
Oh, yeah.
We came through for you.
Yeah.
You're
Vicky,
welcome.
Vicky didn't come, but she came. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's going to do that a little later on.
But Vicky, you trying to come?
No, I'm blind.
No,
yo, that's even better. They call me Chocha Diablo. You already know.
Well, Melvin, is there anything you want say that, you know, so we can end out the show? And
I want to thank y'all for giving me an opportunity and everything. I want to get a shout out to my to 12 of my baby mamas, including Vicky. She on the way.
No. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah,
don't listen to him.
Look at you. Look at you. You know you blushing on the end. Stop.
She is. She lying. I feel it. I feel it in the air.
I just want you know, my fans, my subscribers, my followers and everything, my mentors and everything. I appreciate y'all. If it wasn't for y'all, I probably wouldn't be here right now. I'm really humble. Even on the up and down day, I still never turn my back on y'all. Y'all never turned y'all back on me. I highly appreciate that. Another thing, I appreciate you, Tina, for all these years. Even though we wasn't talking for a while, you always thought about me, so I appreciate that. So you know, you come down to Philadelphia, you always slide down. You know what I'm saying? I got the best cleansings, y'all. I drink a lot of water, so it won't stink. All right. So look. So I just want to thank y'all. I just want to thank y'all for the opportunity.
No, we want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell us about your work and what you do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Thanks for being so transparent.
Yo, if you want that work, homie, if you want that work.
Oh, I would definitely be hitting you up. Trust me.
I mean, yo, you ever seen Eyes?
I was getting ready to watch that a few nights ago.
I can send you a man that's real aggressive. His name is BC.
Well, see, I'm already taken. And he's aggressive.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My man IBC going to take it from you.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-mm. We have to have you back on the show.
Right.
We will have you back on the show.
Yes.
All right, yo, but Vicky, you're not my baby mama, right? You're not my baby mama, right?
Uh-uh.
You trying to be?
Huh?
You trying to be my baby mama?
She already got.
But look, yo, Vicky, I ain't shit. I just bust a nut and keep it moving. I don't pay child support. But look, my child support is your baby gonna be magical. That's all that matters, yo.
Then you gonna have to do one of them love spells.
Amazing show.
Yo, Tina, can I FaceTime you after this?
Yeah, this was an amazing show, and we will talk again and set up something, y'all, because I mean, he's amazing.
Amazing.
Everybody, good night, and y'all have a
good night.
Good night, y'all, and enjoy those cocktails.
Tina, today my birthday. Can you send me a picture?
Bye.
What's your cash